Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into Robinhood's latest quarterly results. Jordan, this was quite the earnings call. They literally held it outdoors in Menlo Park, which CEO Vlad Tenev claimed might be the first outdoor earnings call in history.
That's so Robinhood, isn't it? Always trying to shake things up. But before we get into the fun stuff, Alex, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Jordan. Now, let's talk numbers first. Robinhood reported first quarter 2026 revenue of $1.07 billion, which is 15% growth year-over-year. That's solid, especially considering the macro headwinds they faced early in the year with market volatility.
Right. And what caught my eye was their net deposits, $18 billion in the quarter, which represents their third highest ever and continues that 20% annualized growth trend. That's their North Star metric. So seeing customers continue to trust them with more money despite market turbulence is really encouraging.
Absolutely. And their Gold subscriber base hit 4.3 million, up 36% year-over-year. What's really impressive is that 40% of new customers are signing up for Gold right away. That's a massive jump from the low single digits they used to see.
That Gold attachment rate tells a story about customer stickiness, doesn't it? When people are paying for premium features, they're more likely to stick around and use multiple products. Speaking of which, let's talk about the elephant in the room, this Trump Accounts partnership.
Oh, wow, yes. This was the big announcement. Robinhood is serving as the initial broker and sole trustee for something called Trump Accounts, a government program run through the U.S. Department of Treasury. Over 5.5 million American children are already signed up, with 60 million eligible total.
The scale is mind-boggling. Tenev called it getting Robinhood technology in front of the next generation of investors. They're investing an incremental $100 million to build this out, with about half of that hitting second quarter. But here's the key. It's structured as a cost-plus contract, so revenues should exceed costs.
What struck me was Tenev saying their aspiration is for this to be the best technology product that the government has ever built or been associated with. That's a bold claim, but if they pull it off, it positions them as a legitimate government contractor for future projects.
Exactly. And when an analyst asked about the plural in helping governments, Tenev mentioned they've already heard from multiple states and even other countries wanting similar programs. This could be the start of a whole new business vertical for them.
Let's shift to their trading business. They saw record levels across prediction markets, futures, index options, shorting, and margin. Their prediction market exchange, Rothera, a joint venture with Susquehanna, is launching in second quarter, which gives them end-to-end control instead of relying on third-party exchanges.
That vertical integration is huge for prediction markets. And speaking of records, April was shaping up to be their second highest trading month in history for equities and options. Net deposits in April alone were already around $5 billion month to date when they reported.
Their banking product really impressed me too. It grew 5x since last earnings, hit $2 billion in net deposits with 125,000 funded customers, and has a 40% direct deposit rate. That last stat is crucial. It means people are using this as their primary bank account, not just a side account.
And the credit card business is exploding. Over 800,000 Gold cardholders with $15 billion in annualized purchase volume. They're on track to hit 1 million cards and $100 million in annual recurring revenue well before year end.
Now, the AI story is fascinating. They mentioned 50% year-over-year growth in engineering productivity metrics, with over 90% of employees using AI tools. Their commits per engineer, basically how much code they're deploying, hit a new high.
That productivity gain is translating directly to customer features. Nearly 1 million customers are using Robinhood Cortex, their AI assistant. And Tenev hinted at some major agentic AI capabilities coming in late May. Plus, they have a crypto event in July and their annual Hood Summit in the fall.
International expansion is picking up steam, too. They got in-principle approval for comprehensive brokerage services in Singapore. They're planning to launch crypto in Canada mid-year through their WonderFi acquisition. And Bitstamp is gaining institutional market share.
On the institutional side, it sounds like they're just fixing basic infrastructure issues that were throttling their exchange. Sometimes the best opportunities are just doing the blocking and tackling better than competitors.
The Q&A had some interesting moments. When asked about the pattern day trader rule elimination, Tenev was clearly excited, calling these rules vestigial and saying it should make trading anywhere else irresponsible and irrational.
His confidence really comes through, doesn't it? And when someone asked about upcoming IPO access, he noted a shift where CEOs are now asking for larger retail allocations, 20%, 30%, rather than Robinhood having to beg for scraps.
Looking forward, they raised their full-year expense outlook by $100 million to support Trump accounts, putting their adjusted OPEX range at $2.70 to $2.825 billion. But they've already repurchased over $300 million in shares this year and refreshed their buyback authorization to $1.5 billion.
So what does this all mean for investors? Robinhood is clearly diversifying beyond just trading. Banking, credit cards, government contracts, international expansion, they're building a comprehensive financial ecosystem. The customer metrics look healthy, with strong engagement and growing wallet share.
The Trump Accounts program alone puts them in front of 60 million potential future customers. Even if a small percentage become regular users over time, that's a massive long-term opportunity. And the government contractor angle opens up entirely new revenue streams.
The risks are always there. Regulatory challenges with prediction markets, crypto volatility, competition from traditional banks on the credit card side. But their execution has been pretty impressive, and the productivity gains from AI could give them a sustainable competitive advantage.
Their April trading volumes being near all-time highs suggest the momentum is continuing into second quarter. And with product launches planned throughout the year, there's a lot to watch.
Before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone that everything discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's all for this episode of Beta Finch. Robinhood continues to evolve from a simple trading app into something much bigger. We'll see if they can execute on all these ambitious plans. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time with more AI-powered earnings analysis. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.